Rabbi Shlomo Kreisler.
Good morning. Allow me to ask you three questions. How old was Avraham Avinu when he was instructed to leave Haran for Eretz Yisrael? How old was Avraham when he arrived in Eretz Yisrael? And how many times did Avraham Avinu actually go to Eretz Yisrael? So you're probably all thinking, strange, sounds like he's lost it a bit. It's halo mikramole dibi akosov. It's an explicit pasuk, as the ilam are mumbling. Vayeyim Hashem al Avraham, lech lecha me'atzcha, milad tomes abicha, leave Haran, leave your father, leave your birthplace, go to Eretz Yisrael, go to the land which I will show you. And it says in the pasuk, pasuk dalet, Vayelech Avraham kasher dibar elav Hashem, and Avraham was 75 when he left Haran. So, black on white, couldn't have clearer than that. But let's take a trip back through time, and we might discover a couple of surprising answers. The pasuk says in this week's parasha, Umoshe ben Yisrael esh yoshev mitzrayim shleishim shana v'aba meh shana. Klal Yisrael, their sojourn in Mitzrayim was 430 years. And of course the problem is raised that first of all they were only there 210 years. Second of all, the pasuk says also that in Brit Milah Psalmi the Golus was 400 years, Abba Meir Shana 400 years, and here says 430. Besides for the fact, of course, that as Rashi points out straight away, there was no ways that if you take all the years into account of Amram, Levi, Moshe, etc., and you add them all up, and there's plenty of surplus, you won't come anywhere near 430. So Rashi says it must be that the 430 goes back to Brisbane Absorim. Because the Brisbane Absorim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Avraham Avinu in Pashas Lech Lecha, and he promised him Eretz Yisrael, he promised him he'll have children in Eretz Yisrael. And that was 30 years prior to the birth of Yitzchak. Avraham was 70 years old, and Hashem spoke to Avraham Avinu, Brisbane Absorim, and he told him, your children will be Gerim in a land which doesn't belong to them. Abba Meir Shonla, he told him, 400 years, but that will be from later Yitzchak in 30 years hence. When Yitzchak will be born, from then onwards, the Golos will be Mizchashev 400 years. So we have Brisbane Absorim 430 years before. 30 years later was the latest Yitzchak, is 400 years. And the actual time of Mitzrayim is 210. Bekacha Mizyashev, that's how the Psukim are Mizyashev, they all fit in beautifully. The Ramban, following Rashi's footsteps here in Parshas Bo, the Ramban raises the Nakuda that we have here a gaping problem. It says in Brishman Absorim, Lizarachon Asati is Oritz Hazois, I've given you this land, implying very, very clearly that Avraham Avinu was in Eretz Yisrael when he was informed that he will receive Eretz Yisrael. This creates a major problem, because as we're saying now at the moment, Avraham was 70 years old at Brishman Absorim. And as we heard just now, it's a clear pasuk, Avraham was 75 when he left Haran to go to Eretz Yisrael. How could he have been in Eretz Yisrael 5 years before he actually got there? What's going on over here? So, based on this is the Seder Olam. The famous Ramban quotes the famous Seder Olam. The Seder Olam was a chronology written by the Tanna Reb Yosi Michalafto, the famous Reb Yosi, who comes so many times in Mishnayos. He wrote a historical treatise called Seder Olam, where he traces the history of Klal Yisrael, right, Mitchilas Habriya, right the way through, until the Churban, until after the Churban. And the Seyyid Olam says, Mamish this Nakuda, that he Mamish tells on this point, and he concludes that Avraham Avinu was taken in Eretz Yisrael when he was 70 years old. And Hashem took him back to Haran, as it were, and 5 years later, after 5 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed Avraham Avinu a second time, Lech Lecha, go from your land and go up to Eretz Yisrael. So as we have it now, Avraham Avinu was actually in Eretz Yisrael twice. He was there at the time of the Brisbane Absorim, when he was 70 years old. And of course, as the Apostle tells us clearly and explicitly, he left Haran a second time when he was 75. This obviously raises a number of problems, a number of issues. We'll deal with a few of them as we go along. It's beyond the scope of this discussion to be able to discuss it in length, in detail, but at least let us sort of get some fresh perspective as to what actually happened. Hear a few different shittas, a few different viewpoints as to what happened, why it happened, and we'll come away with maybe some fresh insight into the history of Avraham Avinu and its Yisrael. It's not only the Sayyidina Ilam who has this shitta, who says that Avraham Avinu, that the Brit of Sayyidina Taka was when Avraham was 70. It's a Mechilta here, right on the spot. The Mechilta, written by Mechilta Rabbi Shmuel, the famous Medrash Halacha, written on Shmois. And the Mechilta also resolves this problem, this apparent contradiction of 430 and 400, by saying that Avraham Avinu was, that the Brisbane Absarim, that the 430 was from the Brisbane Absarim, not from the latest Yitzchak. It's also a Targum in Divra Yomim, where the Targum says that we know that Bnei Ephraim, the children of Ephraim, they left Mitzrayim early. They somehow or other managed to escape, to leave, or try and escape from Mitzrayim, and they were decimated. And we're told that they left, the Cheshbon that the Targum says is they left 30 years earlier. Why 30 years earlier? So the Targum says because they made this mistake. They reckoned the 400 years from the Brit Ben Absarim, instead of reckoning the Ma'abim Eshan of the 400 years from latest Yitzchak, from the birth of Yitzchak. And hence they left 30 years early. And because there wasn't yet the time, they were wiped out. Rashi in Sanhedrin says exactly the same Cheshbon, Tadabes and Mabes. Rashi tells us, Mamish the same Cheshbon, that Bnei Ephraim, they made this mistake, and they thought that the 400 years is from the Brit Ben Absarim, and Be'emes was stuck here 30 years down the line from the latest Yitzchak. So again, we see here that Avraham Avinu was 70 years old at the Brit Ben Absarim, and it comes out, according to this Mahalach, there's no other way to understand it other than Avraham Avinu, when he was 70 years old, he was already in Eretz Yisrael, because the Pasuk says, Lezayach Nasati Es Haaretz Hazois, this land where you are at this point in time. However, the Baraturim, in Parshas Lech Lecha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Koi Yezarecha, the Baraturim says, Koi is Gematria 25. In 25 years' time, you'll have a child. That means Avraham Avinu was not 70 at the time, he was 75. So that's the simple understanding. Avraham Avinu was 75, Brisbane, I'm sorry, he came to Eretz Yisrael, he was given the mitzvah of Brisbane, I'm sorry, he was given Brisbane the Nevuah, the idea that his children are going to be enslaved, and he was 75 years old. This doesn't go with the Mechilta, it doesn't go with the Seder Olam, this seems to be a different approach. And Be'emes, the Balei HaPshat, they don't go with the Seder Olam, they don't go with the Mechilta. Starting from the Ibn Ezra in Parshas Boy, the Abba Benel at the end of in Lech Lecha. Surprisingly enough, the Gro, the Vilna Goyim, wrote a perish on the Seder Olam, and the Vilna Goyim takes strong issue with the Seder Olam off in Platz, on the place, and he says it cannot possibly be. It's too dochuk to say Avraham Avinu left Eretz Choron twice, to say that all the psukim, there's another problem over here, all the psukim, which again we won't be able to discuss in detail, but according to this Cheshbon, that Avraham left Choron twice and he went to Eretz Yisrael twice, and at Brisbane Absarim, which is Shishi in Parshas Lech Lecha, he was actually 70 years old, 5 years to what we know he's leaving Eretz Yisrael at 75, then all the psukim and the whole Parsha is Shalek Sidroi. Then you have to start rearranging and everything, and the Parshas just don't flow. The Vilna Gaon is very unhappy, and hence, and therefore the Vilna Gaon, along with the Ibn Ezra and the Abba Benel, they all take on a different Cheshbon. And they hold that the 430 years does not trace its way back to Brisbane Absarim, but rather to Avraham Avinu's exodus from Ur Kasdim. When he left Ur Kasdim, he left Bovel, and that's when he went up to Choron, and then 5 years' time he went to Choron, and then at 75, he went up from 70 years old from Ur Kasdim, he went to Choron, at 75 years old he was in Choron, and Hashem instructed him and commanded him, go up to Eretz Yisrael, and everything therefore flows, consider everything flows beautifully without any hitches, without any problems. He was 70 when he left Ur Kasdim. He was 75 when he came, when he was instructed to go to Eretz Yisrael. And in Eretz Yisrael, all the events unfolded as we have it in Parshas Lech Lecha. And in the same year, when he was 75, that's when the Bris Ben Absarim happened, chronologically in its right place, Kesidroi. Everything flows beautifully and smoothly. So we have the Eben Ezra, we have the Vilna Goyim, we have the Ababonel, I think the Rabagho is the same as well. And they all go, not like the Seder Olam, they hold different to the Seder Olam, to the Mechilta, to the two Yetzias. Avraham was 70 old, the Bris Ben Absarim. L'chol, the Baal HaTorim will go with the same approach. Baal HaTorim is very clearly saying Avraham Avinu was 75 at the time of the Bris Ben Absarim, and he will l'chol hold, like all these Rishonim and Achronim, that the Bris Ben Absarim happened when Avraham was 75, and there was only one Yetzia, and everything flows beautifully. You might be asking, how is it possible for, as great as they were, the Rishonim, the Ben Ezra, the Rabag, the Vilna Goyim, certainly, how could they argue, how could they take issue with the Seder Olam, with the Mechilta, the Tana Rabbi Shmuel, the Tana Rabbi Yosi? How could one argue on Tanoim? Be'emes, the Rachayim HaKadosh in Parshas Vayigash, and also the Chidor, who was a Talmud, the Chidor in Kisei Rachamim, which is a parish on the Ovos Drab Nosson, amongst other Svarim, they both said the same thing, that when it comes to Agoda, when it comes to Drash, something which is not halacha related, it doesn't have any ramifications la halacha, Rishus Nitna, to never mind Kadmoinim, but even the Chidor says, even Bizmaneinu, one has the right to take issue and to argue on Tanoim, on Amiroim, on Kadmoinim. So, L'chaira, this is what's happening over here. We have the approach of the Seder Olam, the Mechilta on the one hand, and we have the Rishonim and Achronim who would learn Kipshutoi, and they trace the 430 years back to Ur Kasdim.
Wonderful, the brain perspective of the story tells you there's going to be a goddess in its right. 430 years is shy after that. Coming out of all customs got nothing to do with Mitzrayim whatsoever, so why should you say the Yidden were 430 years of Mitzrayim from the...
It's Golos, Avraham Avinu left all custom. That was the first step to Golos. That was the first step to Golos.
Yeah. Love, it was the first step to Kabbalah, the Torah, and Mashiach. I mean, it's the first step to everything. It's not even before the Potsuk when he left, it's not even before the whole story of all custom.
So we have here a simple mahalach, like these G'daydim are learning, but yet the overwhelming majority of Meforshim go with the Seder Olam and with the Mechilta. We've mentioned Rashi already, Rashi in Parshas Bo, right here, Perigud Beis Pasuk Mem. Rashi Taki says Meforsh, this Cheshbon for 430 years, going back to Bris Ben Absarim. The Ramban explains Rashi al-Pi the Seder Olam. The Ramban himself, however, takes a different approach. And the Gur Aryeh from the Maral, he says also that the Ramban didn't like this idea that the 75 years and the 70 years is two different cheshbonos, and he was in Eretz Yisrael twice. The Ramban Taka has a different approach, and he would seem to go with the other Gedolim that we mentioned before. However, the Das, again in Baal HaTosfos, in Parshas Lech Lecha, right in the beginning, he raises the same problem. He says, how does it work? What's going on over here? Bris Ben Absarim, Avraham Avinu was 70 years old, which is the accepted approach. And if he was 70 years old, that means he was already in Eretz Yisrael, and yet we know that he only left Choron at 75. So the Das Kenev says the same thing as we've mentioned until now, that Avada and Avada, there were two Yetzias. He left Choron twice, he happened to be in Eretz Yisrael once at 70, and he was instructed again at 75. Interestingly enough, Das Akenim says that the events in the Parsha, some of the events, for example, Lot's capture in Parsha Lech Lecha, and subsequently Avraham Avinu's defeat of the Melachim, that all took place during the first Yetzir. That all took place when Avraham was 70 years old. And it's interesting because he quotes the Seder Olam, and the Seder Olam is come up black and white. That took place when he was 75, and during the second Yetzir. But be that as it may, as Ushtet and Tazakenim. If you look through the Mephoshim, certainly the Mephoshim, Mufrasamim, the Rishonim, in Pashas, in Lech Lecha, in Pashas Boi, you'll find that they all seem to go with the same Mahalach, they all seem to go along the same lines, they bring the Seder Olam, they soimach on the Seder Olam, that Avad and Avada, there were two Yetzias, Avraham Avinu left Choron twice, and the Chizkuni in Pashas Lech Lecha, Mamish Marich, you've got the Rashbam, you've got the Sforno, And you've also got Rabbeinu Bachya. Rabbeinu Bachya in Parshas Lech Lecha also says the same cheshbon. Interestingly enough, the Ramban, although over here the Ramban seems to take a different approach, which is beyond the scope of this discussion, but the Ramban, he wrote a sefer called Emunah Bitachon, and the Ramban over there says very simply and clearly that there were two yitzias, and he brings the Seyed Olam. In Shas, the few places which I'm familiar with, you've got Tosfos in three places who makes mention of this cheshbon. Twice he brings the Seyed Olam explicitly, and the third time, the cheshbon that he makes goes with the Seyed Olam. The first time is in Brachos Lav Zayin Mabeis, where the Gemara there is discussing that the first person to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adoin is Avraham Avinu, Hashem Elokim. And Tosfos asks the question there, why does the Gemara bring the seemingly later Pasuk? It should bring the earlier Pasuk. And Tosfos makes the cheshbon over that. The Seyed Olam, that be'emes the Pashas are Shalek Sidram, and the one which seems to be later is actually earlier. And therefore the Gemara quotes that one, because that was the first Zeicha of Avraham Avinu calling HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adoin. That's with the Seyed Olam. You've got the Tosfos in Shabbos Daf Yudim Beis, where the Gemara discusses over there, Der HaFloga discusses Stoim, and Tosfos there brings, he actually quotes the Seyed Olam, that there were two Yetzias. And then you've got Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, Daf Tes Amud Aleph. Tosfos also quotes the Seyed Olam explicitly, where there the Gemara is speaking about the 2,000 years that Shnas Torah started from 2000 of Avraham Avinu. That was the age of Avraham Avinu when he brought Torah into the world. So there you have it. You've got Tosfos in three places in Shas at least, who certainly works very clearly with the Seyed Olam, with the Mechilta, with the Mahalach from the Tanoim. The Shema HaKadosh in Parshas Lech Lecha also takes the same approach, but the Shema says something a little interesting, which we'll maybe touch upon a bit more in detail shortly, and that is that the Shema says Avada Navada Avraham Avinu was in Eretz Yisrael when he was 70 years old, and that was when the Bris Ben Avsorim happened. But the Shema says that he was there incidentally. He was there for business purposes or for some sibbo or other, some reason Avraham Avinu happened to be in Eretz Yisrael. He was given the nevuah of Bris Ben Avsorim, and then he went back to Choron, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, go up to Eretz Yisrael when you were 75. So according to the Shema HaKadosh, it comes out that the entire parsha of Lech Lecha, barring the parsha of Bris Ben Avsorim, which is from Shishi until the end of the pasuk there, which says Hagosh Vayevusi, mentions the seven umas. The entire parsha is considered Avraham Avinu was instructed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he was 75 to go up to Eretz Yisrael. The whole parsha runs smoothly, runs Kisidroi, except for the one parsha of Bris Ben Avsorim, which took place prior to Avraham Avinu's Yetziah, which was actually 5 years earlier. That's how the Shlo learns. However, the Abba Benel we mentioned before. And then you've got also, there's a parish called the Parish Marzu, which is a parish on the Medrash. They say clearly that according to the Seyed Olam, according to this approach, that Avraham Avinu left Choron twice, and it was actually in Eretz Yisrael at least twice, then taket, the instruction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Avraham Avinu to leave Choron, go up to Choron, that happened when he was 70 years old. So the instruction took place, he was instructed to go to Eretz Yisrael at 70 years old. And the pasuk which says, Va'avrom ben shivim chomesh shana b'tseis mecharon, that's as if in parenthesis, that's like a chelik of a pasuk all on its own. And the Ramban explains, Be'emestaka in Pashas Boy, the Ramban Taka says that the kavona, when the pasuk says Avraham Avinu was 75 when he left Choron, but we know that he was 70 when he left Choron the first time, so the Ramban says, no, what it means is that the final time Avraham Avinu left Choron, the final kilu, clearance that he left Choron for good and never to return was when he was 75. So it's almost like a point of information in parenthesis that the pasuk is informing us that was the final time Avraham Avinu left Choron was when he was 75. But the rest, the first part of the parsha, the instruction to go up to Eretz Yisrael, and Avraham Avinu is going Kashadi be'elav Hashem, that be'emes happened when he was 70 years old. And I think be'emes and Tosfos, the Das Kenim mentioned before, Das Kenim by the Tosfos in Parsha Lech Lecha, I think they also hold like that, because Das Kenim Taka says that he said in Furush that when Avraham Avinu left Choron the first time at 70 years old, says Tosfos that coupled with that we have Vayelech Itoilot, as is mentioned in Parshas Lech Lecha. And l'chayr, the aschol of the pasuk starts off Vayelech Avram Kasher Dibei Hashem Elav Hashem Vayelech Itoilot. So I think the Askenim is saying very clearly that Avada Navada, that he was instructed the first time when he was 70 years old, go up to the place I will show you. Lot went with him, and that took place when he was 70 years old. However, we're left with a very, very difficult problem. If he was told to go to wherever he was supposed to go, which was, of course, was Eretz Yisrael, at Oros Hashem Areko, he was told when he was 70 years old, so how could he go back to Choron? What right did he have? Hakadosh Baruch instructed him, commanded him to go up to Eretz Yisrael, El Oros Hashem Areko, go, and there you will have children, they will be successful, the Esrei get Godel, etc. So, how could he leave Eretz Yisrael to go back to Choron? Why did he go back to Choron? So according to the Shlo we mentioned just now, this problem doesn't exist, because the Shlos is very clearly, he happened to have been there incidentally. And he was never instructed initially to go to Eretz Yisrael. He happened to have been there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded it, showed him the prophecy, the Nebuah of Bris Ben Absorim. And then for one reason or another, he went back to Choron, where he was based. He was based in Choron. And then 5 years later, Hashem instructed him to go up to Eretz Yisrael. But according to all this, according to these Meforshim, according to this Mahalach, that he was instructed at 70 years old to go up to Eretz Yisrael, to leave his father's place, to sever his ties with his birthplace, with his father's household, go up to Eretz Yisrael. It seems difficult and hard to understand what made Avram go. How could Avram go back? What made him go back to Haran to be further instructed 5 years later to go back to Eretz Yisrael? So Be'emes, there's a Medrash. And the Medrash in Breshis Rabbah, Perek Lamed Tes, or Yisches, there the Medrash brings the Machlekes. Machlekes Tanoim. We have Rabbi Yehuda on the one hand, Rabbi Nechemiah on the other. Rabbi Yehuda says, Taka, there was only one Yitzhia. Yidashim is Lech Lecha, Be'emes, we're talking about Lech Lecha, to distance yourself as far as you possibly can. First from Aram Narayim, then from Noch, then from Choron, to go in steps, go in increments, go as far, further away from your father's household until eventually you will arrive where you're supposed to go. But basically there was one instruction, there was one tkufa, there was one period, one instruction when he was 75 years old. This is again in line with the Mephoshim we mentioned earlier on, the Balei Pshat as it were, that really there's only one Yetzir and really everything happened Kesidroi. And Hagam, they don't bring the Medrash, but the Medrash Lachir would be a very strong support. Rabbi Yehuda in the Medrash seems to hold very clearly there was only one Yetzir and that happened when he was 75 and everything therefore flows very smoothly. However, Rabbi Nechemiah says explicitly that there were two Yetzias. He says, Lech Lechoi, Dash is the Pasuk. If you look over there in the Marzu on the Medrash, he explains beautifully how the Medrash derives it and how it extrapolates it from the actual Pasuk itself, that Avraham Avinu was instructed to go up to Eretz Yisrael, and then he took him back. He frichoi, the Lashon is he frichoi, Mibris Ben Absorim, Lechoron. He took him back, he flew him, as it were, back to Choron, only to be instructed a second time, 5 years later, go up to Eretz Yisrael. So we have here two Yetzias and two instructions. He was instructed twice and he left twice. The Ranach, who was one of the early Achronim, he wrote Roshes, called Roshes HaRanach. And he says, he actually takes note of certain points in the Psukim which work beautifully with this approach that he left twice. And Be'emes, you could really say, this Avraham Avinu was probably the first person in history to take a pilot trip to Eretz Yisrael. And that's Be'emes what the Medrash is saying. He was instructed to go to Eretz Yisrael, but only briefly, to come back home, and then go a second time. And the Ranach Mamish learns Mamish like that. And he dashes the Psukim, he explains the Psukim, he asks various questions, and he goes through the Psukim, and he shows that this is clearly the intent of the Psukim. One point that he raises, for example, is he says, Vayelech Itoilot, Vayelech Avram Kasher Dibei Elav Hashem, Vayelech Itoilot, and Lot went with him. And then it says, Avram was 75, and the very next passage says, Vayelech Avram, sorry, Ishtoi, Ves Lot Ben Achiv, Ves Karu Chushoi, and he went off to Eretz Yisrael. What's going on over here? It just mentioned two psukim ago that he took Lot. It mentions 32nd time. What's going on? So says the Ranaf, this is one of the points that he raises, one of the diyukim that he derives from the psukim over here. And he says, about this is the Pasha Pshat. I'll be the Medrash Taka. The Taka he left. There were two Yitzhiyas. He brings his Seder Olam, brings Taisis in many, the Rishonim in many places. There were Taka two Yitzhiyas. And all these Rishonim, the Seder Olam, together with the Medrash, Rav Nechemia and the Medrash, the Mechilta, they all hold basically Avraham Avinu was instructed to go up to Eretz Yisrael, to look around, to get a feel of the land, and that when Lot went with him, only Lot went with him the first time. He took Lot with him as accompaniment, as assistance, and they went up to Eretz Yisrael. That's when Brisbane Absorim happened. The Shaila is whether, as we heard before, the Ashkenim learns that some of the events in the Parsha Taka took place then. The simple understanding from the Medrash and the Seder Olam would be that all the events in the Parsha took place the second time. But be that as it may, he went up to Eretz Yisrael to look around, came back home, and eventually he packed up his belongings, his family, and took everybody for the final exodus up to Eretz Yisrael. And the Charedim, speaking about the Charedim, it's interesting to mention a very beautiful vignette. The Charedim wrote a sefer on the mitzvahs, which the Chofetz Chaim quotes numerous times in his forum. The Chayadim actually made a kitzur sefer Charedim, and he lists all the mitzvahs, not only the mitzvahs, Dreis, Mitzvah Rabbanan, which on Agebi is Maneinu as well. And the Charedim was a very, very, very lofty character who lived in Tzvas at the time of the Arizal and the Beis Yosef. And there's a beautiful story just to mention, as an aside. The story goes that during one of the helulas at the kever of Rav Shimon ben Chaim Meron, the Arizal was dancing with his Talmidim, and the Charedim was known as a lot. He wasn't recognized, certainly for a tkuf, he wasn't recognized for his greatness. And he was known as Eloz HaShamashal. He was like the Shamash. He was called a Beloz Askari. He was known as Eloz HaShamashal, and he wasn't given the covet which was really due, because he probably hid it. So they were dancing in their circle, Arizal with his Talmidim, and he was dancing in a separate circle with some people, the people that they didn't know. All of a sudden, Arizal left his circle, and he went over to the circle with Charedim, and started dancing in his circle together with him and one or two other people who were dancing there. So afterwards, the Talmidim came to the Arizal and said, Rebbe, he said, it's a bit of a slight to leave, your group of Talmidim and go over to the circle where Eloz HaShamashal was dancing. Haytochen, why did you do it? So he turned to them and he said, if you would see Rabbi Shimon ben Chai dancing with Eloz HaShamashal, you wouldn't join the circle? So the Charedim says, beautifully, he says, Be'emes, and he's speaking about the Indian of being mishtekek, of yearning to go up to Eretz Yisrael. And he says, we should learn from Avraham Avinu. And he brings us, he quotes the Medrash, and he says, the Medrash Taka says, Lamaisa, Avraham Avinu Taka went twice, and he was instructed to go twice. He was instructed to go the first time, to go to Eretz Yisrael, then he was told to go back home, and not only did he, can you stay in Choron, and to be instructed a second time later, but he says that Avraham Avinu was not allowed to leave Choron until he received a second set of instructions. And he said, Avraham Avinu was mishtoikik, he yearned and he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael because he understood and appreciated what Eretz Yisrael was, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu held him back, and he withheld permission until 5 years hence, when he told him a second time. So he says, we should learn from Avraham Avinu to be mishtoikik, and to want and to yearn to go to Eretz Yisrael, which is our land. And incidentally, the Charedim was the Mechaba of Yedid Nefesh.
So when exactly?
So, L'chayra, according to this, it comes out that this took place the first time, and the Torah tells us Ben Shimon Ben Chomishon, of which Kili was in brackets, would refer to the second time. But according to this, he was instructed Taka twice. And the Pashtus is that the Mashmos of the Pesuk is very difficult. The Mashmos is certainly like the Bala Pshat. And that's what the Gro takes issue with the Seder Olam. He says, if you look through the Pesukim, it's very difficult to understand that, or very difficult to infer that there were two Yitzhiyas here. Especially that it's mamish sosim is meruba al agolu. Everything is hidden. Everything's beremiz over here. We don't see anything in the parsha at all. Forget the sidra parsha and the simple understanding would certainly imply. Avraham Avinu was told once to go to Eretz Yisrael. He was 75 years old. He went went up, and that was it, and that was the end of the story. I'm sorry, it happened in 75. But according to this, it comes according to this.
When he went the second time, did he know where he was going? Because
he must. So the record must have been the first time, which is what comes out from these Mefarshim. As I said, the Shlossi Tzedon, that he was there incidentally. So according to that, it's also interesting. It comes out that he was there incidentally, and it sounds like he didn't really realize or didn't appreciate at the time, according to the Shlo, where he was and what it is was. He went back to Choron, and then he was told Eretz Hasharecha. The Shlo says Mefurish that the whole Pasha was when he was 75, even though he holds like the Seder Olam. So as I mentioned before, you will come across a couple of different varied shittas, and it seems like across the board there are different ways of approaching and understanding whether you learn one yitzir, if you learn two yitzirs, within the two yitzirs approach, there seem to be various different shittas and ways of understanding it. Surprisingly, Meidach Gisit, we just heard now from the Charedim, from the Ra'anach, we heard that the Avraham Avinu was told to go twice, and it was all Litivusa, it was all Lishivchoi. He was like, instructed him to go to Israel to look around, and he came back home, he told him a second time. The Rosh and Yevomis, in Perek Vav, the Rosh uses the Shtei Yetzias, he brings the Seder Olam, he says very clearly, he mentioned the poem mentioned before, that Avada the Bris Ben Sorim happened when Avraham was in Eretz Yisrael, because it says El Oros HaShareko, therefore you have this apparent contradiction, how could it have been in Eretz Yisrael when he hadn't left yet until 5 years time? So he says there were two Yetzias, the Seder Olam, etc., etc. But using the Seder Olam as a springboard, the Rosh actually criticizes the Avraham Avinu. And the Rosh there is talking in the Sugya of Nosa Isha, it's a sugi in Yevamos Taf Samadalot, and the Rosh used it. The Gemara says over there that the 10 years the years that Avraham Avinu was in Golos, was in Chutz Loretz, don't count to the cheshbon of 10 years waiting for a child, which is the sugi over there in Yevamos, and it says in Parshas Lech Lecha, Avraham Avinu took Hagar le'eser shonim, after 10 years of being in Eretz Yisrael, he married Hagar. So the Gemara deduces and infers from there that the years in Chutz Loretz weren't part of the Cheshbon. That didn't count towards the Cheshbon. It's only when he was in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rosh says the reason is because Avraham Avinu wasn't his Atzel. He was this Atzel. He was lazy. He didn't go with alacrity. And even when he actually got to Eretz Yisrael, he went back to Choron. That's the Loshon of the Rosh. Very difficult Rosh, and I certainly don't intend to explain it by Rikhis. It needs a lot of iyun. The Korban HaSanal, the Perush on the Rosh, he brings this Ranach we mentioned before, and he says that going back to Choron, he bases it on this Chesh, on this Diuk, because it says Vayelich Yitzay Loit, and then it says the second time that he took Loit together with Sora and all his Vachush. So he says this is the Nakuda. The Rosh learns and understood the same way that he came to Israel. He went back to Choron, and for that and for this Atzlus, he was punished, and that's why he didn't have children in the being in Golus. That was not part of the Cheshbon of Eretz Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. It's difficult to understand where the Rosh got it from. It's one thing to say, the way the Korban HaSanal explains it, it's one thing to say that even when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he went back. But where did the Rosh get it from? Where did he see? Where did he see in the Psukim? Where did he see in the Pasha that he was in Atzel, once he was instructed to go, that he actually didn't carry it out immediately? It's difficult to understand, but that's what the Rosh says. Chacham Tzvi in Chuvas, the Korban HaSanal brings Chacham Tzvi in Simon Malaf, and he takes issue with a number of points in the Rosh. Again, that's beyond the scope of the discussion. So, on the one hand, we have the Charedim and the Ranach, and we have all the Rishonim, they go with the Seder Olam, with Mechilta, and they would seem to Faket, it's Lishvach Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was taken instructed twice, and he carried out his instructions faithfully each time. And Faket, we know that the Lech Lecha is one of the Nisyonis, one of the Eser Nisyonis, is also difficult in the Rosh. According to the Rosh, if he was in his Atzel, if he was lazy and he didn't carry it out to the letter, that's very difficult to understand. Taking into account that the Lech Lecha is one of the 10 Nisyonis, and as far as we know, he passed it faithfully. How did the two go hand in hand? So we have them on the one side, the Rosh on the other. The most, I think, the most fascinating, one of the most fascinating accounts of Avraham Avinu's journeys and travels, one can find in the Sefer Ayosher, which is a sefer written by a kadmon. He's written, it's one of the Rishonim, but it's Be'ilim Shem, it's written anonymously, and no one seems to know who it is. It's not the Sefer Yosha of any time, it's a different Sefer Yosha. It's basically it's a historical account. It's a chronology of Bereishis, of the Torah, and parts of Yeshua, and a bit of Nach. And he says a lot of very, very, very fascinating, intriguing bits of information. He's quoted extensively by the Seder Adoris. In fact, what I'm going to tell you now, the Seder Adoris brings Kimat Miluah Kimat, word for word, he brings the entire account as the Sefer Yosha brings it. The Yad Mamloz also quotes him extensively, so he is quoted, and he certainly brought down. But a lot of what he says actually is quite nechudish. So he says, amongst other things, that Avraham Avinu was in Haran, and 3 years after coming to Haran, HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed him, told him. I'll just read snippets just to get an appreciation of what's going on over here. Ani Hashem asher tzichem ukastim v'asher tzatichem mikafo yevecho. Now, if you listen to my voice, v'shmatim v'shmat v'shmat. So he says, get up, take your wife, and go to Canaan, and you should live there near Canaan. I presume it means go to Canaan, asher arekho, which you will eventually find will to be Canaan. Vayokum Avram, and he took his wife and all that he had. He went to Eretz Canaan. Kashiv el Hashem. Va'Avram, now listen to this. Ben Chamishim v'Chomesh Shana b'Teisim v'Choron. Not Ben Shivim v'Chomesh Shana. Ben Chamishim v'Chomesh Shana. He was 55 years old when he left Choron to go out to Eretz Yisrael. And then he writes here. Again, Sechesben. He was in Eretz Yisrael. Taki went there. He was in Pesach Knani. Be'Yerushim el Avram. Be'Yerat Zekanam. Yom Yisrael. Tzim Zeis Yisrael. Shat Vechol Zarach Acharat Ha'ilom. And I'll make your children Kechav Hashemayim. Avram built him his Be'ach, etc., etc. Then he goes to all his Bainas. What happened in Eretz Yisrael? Some of the Chepenas are quite difficult to understand. He brings the Mechamas Amalachim. He brings this. He brings that. But Isai. So Be'Yibishnas. And I'll read another paragraph. It was 15 years down the line. He'd been there 15 years already. He was 70 years old. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Avraham Avinu, and this is the Chayetz Bris Ben Absarim. So this is going with the Seder Olam. Certainly two Yitzhiyas, we certainly heard two instructions as well. But Esahi, now, after that, Shav Avram went back. He went back to visit his parents. He went back to visit his family, like any good son would do. And he went back with his wife. And he stayed and he sojourned in Choron 5 years. And other people became attracted to Avraham Avinu, etc. He taught them Musa Hashem, Bezrochov. In those days, he said to him, I spoke to you 20 years prior, I spoke to you already. 20 years before I told you to go to Eretz Yisrael. I'm telling you again, a repeat instruction, go up to Eretz Yisrael, and there you will succeed. So there we have it. He was 55 when he went the first time, he was 75 when he went the second time. So you've got a full kaleidoscope of shittas, of approaches, from the one yitzir, which is a simple understanding, to the two yitzirs, to the two instructions, and all the different opinions in between.
Who's that last bit that we said was 55?
Sefer Yosha, Sefer Yosha is here, right here. It's actually 80.
How do you know it was 70 at the time?
How do we know?
Yeah.
Because that's the it seems that the Kadmonim, the Seder Olam, and the Tanoim, they understood Kipshuto, that's the seminal event which would help us. Pasha, it's a resolution to this problem. The 430 as opposed to one. The only way to put the 430 is tied back to this one. I'm sorry. That seems to be the simple understanding of the Tanoim, of the Kadmonim. There's nothing before us. It's not before us.
What title for the thing?
How old was Avram Avinu left there? Was how old?
Avram was like in Koron or?
Avram's travels.
Avram's travels, yeah. It's all sweating that Rashi. It's family, nothing to do with the word of what he said.
Avram.
He left the first time. He left his unfortunately, so he left behind his yeshiva. So he went back to fetch them to close it.
You've shocked me that for years and years.
The trash.
Oh, the trash. You've shocked me for years.
Shall we have a lift? Have
yes.
A car? Thank you very much. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
He wasn't.
Is a weaker law expression than law. Law is that's it. You must stop. There's nothing else to say about it. Al is a law of caution. You often have the word al as more. Please do not. I beg you, please do not. What is the name? So it says, in terms of al tircha, you must. Do not remove yourself.
There's a lot of problems, a lot of problems.
This is the mainstream.
There's a lot of difficulties.
This whole business of the Makkas was a tactic of Moshe Rabbeinu. At Mosai, years, there long in the waiting. How long would this person be a stumbling block? We know the Maisa, the Shas, Makkas Bechairas. There was a great Moshkocha protest. The Moshkocha came down and showed that the Bechair of the Mitzrayim got killed and the Bechair of the Israel were left. At the time of Makkas Bechairas, the Jewish people became a nation. At that time, it was the Meshkocha a nation. Before that, they were not yet a nation. So the Torah couldn't say clearly.